The temperatures have fallen below zero, and it's snowing outside. I think we can say that winter has well and truly arrived in Czechia. In Prague, the snowfall wasn't that heavy, and there was just a light dusting covering the ground and the rooftops. But the mountain regions have experienced up to a meter of snow in some places. Where I live in Uvali, whenever the snow covers the pavements outside, everyone brings out snow shovels and clears the snow away. It's backbreaking work, but I quite enjoy shoveling the snow away, as it's a novel experience for me. This is because I never did this job when I grew up in England, because it hardly ever snows there due to the mild climate. In the UK, we have more rain and sleet than snow, and even when it does snow, it rarely settles on the ground. In fact, even if there's more than a couple of inches of snow in England, the whole country grinds to a halt. Roads are closed, airports and schools shut down, and people are told to stay at home. In Czechia, on the other hand, the local authorities are used to dealing with the snow. After heavy snowfall, our local council immediately sends out gritting trucks or tractors to spread grit over the roads to prevent cars from skidding. The trains are sometimes delayed, but generally life continues as normal and everybody goes about their daily business. Prague Airport normally stays open and they seem to have enough de-icing machines for the aircraft. The biggest danger is from snowdrifts blowing over the runways, but the fleet of snow plows normally keep these under control and flights are rarely cancelled. In these conditions, people can easily slip over and cars can skid out of control and cause accidents. Falling lumps of snow and icicles from rooftops can become a hazard and damage the cars parked below and injure pedestrians on the pavement. Snow also sticks to your shoes and makes the floor wet and dirty inside. Driving is also more problematic. An important job for Czech motorists to do at this time of year is to change their vehicle's tyres. Czech law states that motorists must use winter tyres from the beginning of November, or whenever the weather becomes wintry. Some car owners change the tyres themselves, and others prefer to have them changed professionally by a mechanic. If motorists don't change their tyres, and they are later involved in a traffic accident, then they can be fined heavily for not driving with the correct tyres. This is something we don't have to worry about in the UK. Now let's talk about the positive side of snowy weather. The scenery outside looks amazing under a blanket of snow, and you can do all kinds of winter sports. You can go ice skating on frozen fish ponds, or have fun with the kids sledging or tobogganing down the nearest hills. My son loves tobogganing, and he can happily spend hours going up and down the slope with his friends. You can also head off to the mountains and go downhill skiing in ski resorts whenever the ski lifts start operating, or go cross-country skiing wherever there's enough snow and a suitable trail. You can have fun in other ways too. Who doesn't enjoy a snowball fight? And what child doesn't enjoy building a snowman? If you don't enjoy the cold, you can simply stay inside by the fireplace and watch the snowflakes fall with a cup of something warm in your hands, like mulled wine, which is one of my favourite Czech winter drinks. Now, I'd like to finish with a common snow-related idiom we sometimes use in English, which is to be snowed under. When someone says they are snowed under at work, it means they have too much work to do at once. Well, I sure hope you're not snowed under right now, and that you have plenty of time to enjoy the winter with your friends and family. So enjoy the snow while it lasts, stay warm, don't have any accidents, and cheers. See you in the next episode.